question is just kind of how this came to happen and how you decided what businesses would move in, if you're in charge of that.
I am in charge of that. Well, we've been working on this project for a number of years. The first phase has been opening and operating for since 2010, actually. So phase two started about 2.5 years ago with kind of the preliminary steps, and then started construction almost 2 years ago. It was conceived to be a mixed-use project that would have housing for both single students and married, community housing. And then we wanted to add a commercial component that would have retail and some shopping and eating and those kind of combinations, just to blend well with what we'd already accomplished on the other side of the street. So kind of been working toward that end. We've been able to attract a number of retailers to come. Five Guys opened this week. Righteous Slices opening. In fact, they may have opened today. I haven't been down there yet. Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory will be opening in about a month. Idaho Central Credit Union opened just 2 weeks or about a week ago. We've still got one space on the main level that we're trying to lease. Navex Global, which is an ethics and compliance company that sells training software and those kind of things, opened on the second level. They have 22,000 square feet, so they're taking that entire second level. And then the community housing's above that. There's three, level three and level four, with the married and community housing. So anyway, we've been putting it all together. We finally got it open and operational just in time for the students to come back for fall. And I think with what we've accomplished here, combined with what was already in place across the street, it's created a sense of place and community, and hopefully places where people want to come and gather and enjoy shopping and eating and living and all the things that go with that.
Mm-hmm. And do you by chance know how many jobs are being created from this?
I'm probably projecting when we're all settled in, over 300 jobs will be created as a result of what we've done. If you combine both sides of the street, that's probably closer to 400 jobs that we've created since we started Hemming Village.
Awesome. And then just in the couple of weeks that businesses have started to open, have you seen a lot of success in the business so far?
So far, it's been Five Guys has been pretty packed ever since they got open a couple days ago. Righteous Slice has been more of a soft opening, so I think they'll ramp up over the next couple weeks as they get their signage up and people become familiar with it. But so far, we've been very pleased. Of course, a lot of the students haven't been here the last few days, so they're now coming. And so I think once everybody gets here and settles in and knows where things are at, we'll see a lot of activity here at Hemming Village.
Mm-hmm. And in the development, or have you expected to serve mostly students or?
Both the students and the community. I think in a city of this size, you, in order to succeed, you need to be able to cater to both the students and the community. And I think the types of businesses that we have cater to both. The other side of the street, we have, you know, Lulubella, women's apparel, Freeman Clothing, the Mints and Missionary, you know, apparel. And so I think there's a lot of good choices here that cater to both the community and to the students.
Mm-hmm.
Deseret Book, of course, caters to all, you know, and so that's kind of one of our anchor tenants, of course.
Mm-hmm. And right now, what are you looking forward to in the future? Do you have any more plans?
I want to rest for a minute. Yeah, we've been working on this for a long time, so we're, you know, we have other projects in Rexburg that we've done as well, but for right now, we're just trying to get this one finished and operating well, and then we'll sit back and decide where we go from here.
Mm-hmm. And what has it looked like the last couple of weeks for you? Just crazy busy?
It's pretty busy. The housing, that community housing, was a sprint to get it finished. We had couples moving in the 1st of September, and we were in there up until that night before, working pretty fast and furious to get it all done. And there's still some minor things that are being taken care of, but Yeah, the end of construction and the start of opening sometimes intermingle just a bit. So it was busy.
Good. Is there anything else that you want me to know about hemming or?
No, I mean, we talk a lot about why we do this, and it's really a family-driven project. So most of the people that work for us are part of the hemming family. My mom was a hemming, and so I'm certainly part of the family, and my uncles are part of all of this. I have cousins that work with me here, and so we created it as a family company. My grandparents lived in that White House, in fact, a little red cabin next to it. They lived there before they moved to the White House. So my grandpa built that little red cabin when they first got married. And so our family's been in this community for over 100 years. And part of what we wanted to do is preserve some of those, what we call family historical homes, and keep some space, the green space behind those homes. We still have family reunions and, you know, use that to gather together, and when people come to stay, they'll stay in those homes. They're both look well. The White House looks just like it did when I was a kid coming to Rexburg to visit my grandparents for Christmas. You know, the phone still works, everything's still operational there, and the cabin's been restored, so it's can be used for people that come and stay. So it's not just a project about retail and shopping and living. It's really a project that has a lot to do with who we are as a family and what we're trying to accomplish to make Rexburg a better place to live and to do business.
Okay. Thank you so much.
That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Oh, good. I'm glad.